Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Three Indian origin consultants in the US have been charged with substantive visa fraud for submitting sham applications for the popular H-1B visas to gain a competitive advantage over competing firms. A federal grand jury last month indicted Kishore Dattapuram of Santa Clara, Kumar Asupati of Austin, Texas, and Santosh Giri of San Jose on 10 counts of substantive visa fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit visa fraud, the Department of Justice said in a statement. The H-1B visa program, popular among Indian technology professionals, allows foreign workers to obtain temporary authorization to live and work for employers in the US. To secure an H-1B visa, an employer or other sponsor must submit an I-129 petition to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. An election flying squad on Tuesday stopped the release of a book on the Rafale aircraft deal written by S. Vijayan and seized hundreds of its copies from Chennai-based publishing house Bharati Pustakalayam. However, State Chief Electoral Officer Satyabrata Sahu said neither the Election Commission of India nor his office had issued any instruction to stay the release of the 48-page book and seize its copies. Sahu said he had directed the district election officer to look into it. The book titled Nattayulukkam Rafale Bera Ozal, Rafale Laundering of the Nation, was to be released on Tuesday. Bharati Pustakalayam editor P.K. Rajan told TUI that an Election Commission flying squad entered his bookstall in the morning and informed him that he cannot conduct the release of the book as it is a political one. 7 Pakistani posts across the LOC were destroyed by the Indian Army retaliated to cross-border shelling by Pakistani troops who targeted border areas in Rajouri and Punch districts, officials said on Tuesday. There have been several casualties to Pakistani troops too, they said. As a precautionary measure, all schools along the borderline in Punch and Rajouri districts have been closed by authorities in view of the Pakistani shelling. On Monday, a BSF inspector and a 5-year-old girl were among 3 persons killed while 24 others were injured as Pakistani troops heavily shelled forward areas along the line of control in Punch district, prompting the Indian Army to retaliate befittingly, said officials. A 13-year-old boy was allegedly assaulted by 2 security guards at a school in central Delhi, following which an FIR was registered under POKSO for unnatural sex and an inquiry initiated. The boy alleged that he was lured into a room adjacent to the school premises by a woman and was later sexually assaulted by a guard. In a statement, the teenager claimed that he used to stay at the same colony as the guards. A fortnight back, a woman guard who also worked at the same school allegedly called him out of his house after informing his mother and took him to a room in an empty apartment and locked him. The 2 men were already waiting. The child claimed that one of them started to thrash him when he resisted, another one gagged him and even threatened to bury him there.